This goes to Patty Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, C like certified, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-584-0307 regarding Susan, middle initial P like Paul Brown. Date of birth, January 11th, 1953. Dear Miss Terry, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Brown with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was November 15th of 2021. Since her last visit, she started 2-JO insulin. She started at 10 units daily and is titrated up to 16 units daily currently. Her last hemoglobin A1C was elevated at 8, and she wants to get that blood sugar under control. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 10 milligram once daily, and Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram once daily also, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, the patient's weight is 223 pounds, about a 3-pound decrease over 6 months, and her blood pressure, 128 over 86. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 23rd of 2022. Creatinine is 1.21, which is stable. Her calcium is 9.4, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 24, albumin is 3.7. Her hemoglobin is 14.1, normal white count, normal platelets. Phosphorus was 4.5. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension. 3, diabetic nephropathy. Just started 2-JO insulin, titrating up for better control. And the patient will be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.